T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
J.R. Romano is a chair of the Republican Party here in the state of Connecticut. And there you go. J.R., good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. Better yet, how are the Republicans?
It's going to be an interesting year.
How so?
Well, you know, I think the Democratic Party doesn't give voters in Connecticut enough credit.
True.
I think that they believe that people can't separate, you know, if they don't like what's happening on the federal level, that's one thing, but they could also not like what's happening at the state level. So it should be an interesting year.
Let me just bring this up, because in the past years, there was a time, I guess, a high water. Well, in fact, one time years ago, you know, Connecticut was a Republican state. It truly was. And then all of a sudden things changed, and so that happens. Texas, for example, was a heavy Democratic state. Now it's heavily Republican, but now there's talk that it may go back to the Democrats again. But anyway, the point is, what has happened? Because for a while there, with Larry Cafaro and others, you were at a fairly high level mark as far as in the House anyway, and 50-50 in the Senate.
In 2016 was the highest mark that we've had in a long time. That was under Themis. And Len Fasano.
Okay, my mistake. Okay.
Yeah, no, well, it's fine. Lots can happen. Every election cycle is a little different. One of the things that the trends that we're seeing are Republicans are starting to do better in blue collar communities and wealthier communities like Greenwich and New Canaan. You're seeing an uptick in Democrat registration. So it's a combination of people coming in from New York. And then from the economic side of it, I think many people who work hard for, you know, they punch a clock, they work at Sikorsky, they build submarines, starting to understand that the Democratic Party has no interest in protecting the middle class, that they actually are making it harder for families to afford their mortgages, to buy groceries.
Yeah.
And so you're starting to see that swap.
Well, and you know, the fact of the matter is, if you look at a Trump rally as opposed to a Biden rally where there's 7 people in cars, honk, honk, honk. But anyway, if you look at his, I mean, these are mostly blue-collar people that are there. It's not, you know, Jimmy Gottrocks, you know, coming up from Greenwich, I mean, you know, wearing their fine, you know, plaid trow and all that jazz. It's, you know, basically just ordinary people. And there is, and maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the Democrats, which always was that kind of party, you know, for the working Joe, they kind of said, we can't get those guys, so let's build a coalition of perhaps minorities. And you want to look where the real big money goes? It's going to the Democrats.
Correct. So the Democrats are the party of 1%. I mean, they won't admit it. They won't tell it to their supporters. It's actually, out of every book that we've read in terms of the destruction of a republic, you see a political class that's created between the uber wealthy and a political party. And what's happening in our country is it's between the elitists and the Democratic Party. When you consider, and the line that I always use is, those that can afford to be offended by President Trump are the ones that are most angry.
Exactly. Exactly.
So for someone who's just worried about feeding their family or keeping a roof over their head or keeping their job, they don't have the luxury to worry about a tweet. They're happy that jobs have come back. They're happy that taxes are lowered. They're happy that, you know, all these things that President Trump has delivered. But if those things aren't as important to you, you can be concerned about a tweet.
Well, let me just ask you this, though. There's been, I mean, and I think last time around, 2016, I think there were people who basically disassociated themselves from President Trump because they felt that he was a negative. And I think when you see the polls in this state, it's pretty certain that, yes, he's a handful of – he has more than that. He has a lot of loyal supporters, but they're way outnumbered by the people. And that's the whole thing. I think in this election, it ain't going to be people voting for Joe Biden. It's going to be people voting against Donald Trump.
Well, and you know, a big part of that is, I mean, let's not forget, the Democrats outnumber Republicans in this state anyway. Although our population is declining, Republicans have actually held the number of registration around 400,000, even with a declining population. So when you see things like in New London, for example, you saw an uptick in Republican registration by 160%.
Right.
And so, you know, yes, there's always going to be that element, but there are a lot of Democrats who see what's happening within the Democratic Party, where they're anti-free speech, they have this volatility with the radical left that they won't stand and oppose, and so you know there's a lot of Democrats that will be voting for Republicans, particularly in Connecticut, when you consider, you know, in 2011 Democrats raised taxes, in 2013 Democrats raised taxes, in 2015 I mean it goes on and on and on, and so Connecticut is notorious for being ticket splitters. I think we'll have a couple surprises on election day, but it's 2020 has certainly been an odd election year.
Hey, JR, as you talk to your candidates, what are the big deals? In other words, what are the things that they are stressing?
Well, I think there's a lot of, because Connecticut has not been a mail-in ballot state,
right?
There's a lot of new techniques that we're dealing with in regards to balloting, and how, as candidates and campaigns, are you interacting with people who are voting early? How do you touch them? Mm. And then, of course, you know, how do you interact with COVID? One of the things early on was we provided an opportunity for candidates to get face shields so they could still do door to door. But those have been some concerns in regards to 2020. And how to operate in terms of a campaign, because it's not like any other year that we've seen.
No, you're not going door to door and shaking hands necessarily. That
right,
ain't
we're
happening.
Kissing babies and shaking hands, right? That's what politicians are supposed to do.
Yeah, well, you can't. You know, you don't see them down at the corner convenience store. It's not happening much, unless right. They're with a megaphone about 6 feet away from you and yelling at you. Hey, listen, JR, good luck to you. We'll see what happens in a week and a day, and I hope we will talk again. Okay.
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. J.R. Romano is the chair of the state Republican Party.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.